ॐ जननीं शारदादेवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मेऽतयोस्तुत्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. We are studying Narada Bhakti Sutras. In our last class, we said that how to obtain bhakti, mukhyatastu mahat kripayaiva, or bhagavat kripa leshadva. Devudi inta kripa anedi kaligithe, dani palitanga, we will get, as a result of that, we will get the company of people who can help us. So what does this, how to get to the company of great people? Is it so easy? Durlabha. Maybe 4 or 5 people may get satsanga. And then once a person gets satsanga also, difficult to recognize who is a great person. So many people, saints, appear to be madcaps. One day, a foreigner came to Ramana Maharshi. He reached the ashrama. He wanted to meet Ramana Maharshi. They said he has just gone out for a walk. And so he will come back. You wait here. He was restless. Immediately he started and he wanted to see Ramana Maharshi. So he went. On the way, so he just peeped in. There was a small low area. What was his shock? So many monkeys were sitting there. One old man with just a kopina sitting there, he was distributing peanuts. And one monkey wanted to have more. It stretched. Immediately gave, "You fellow, that's all your share. Don't take other people's share." He also took only that much. And happily, this man said, "Oh my God, what a madcap." So he went, searched, he could not get. He came back sitting. After some time, that whom he called that mad crab came and then climbed the bed, and then he understood. That is Ramana Maharshi. Who do you understand? You see, this very peculiar situation. Suppose you heard of a Mahatma. So there would be a specified place they will tell in this room. On this chair, he will be sitting. If a man is sitting there, he will this is the person. But suppose he wants to play a trick upon him. So he will put on householder's clothes and sit there and asks one of his disciples to sit here. And what do you think? He will come and make sastanga pranams to the person who is sitting, because that is your idea. And this is the Mahatma. But the real Mahatma is laughing at you. I'll tell you a nice story. No? So many people. So there was a town, and it was a hilly town, big hill there. So one Mahatma was reputed to be there. So people want to go and see him. The old Mahatma, he will be staying there on the height of the hill. And there was another young Swami. His ashrama is a little bit on the hill, on the way. So pilgrims naturally, ashrama, beautiful temple, and they would be fed very nicely, visitors. Very nicely, lovingly looked after. Then they said, "Swami, we want to have darshan of that other swami. So why, how can we go there? Please show the way." He said, "You Rama, you want to see that rascal, that hypocrite? You want to see that hypocrite? You know, he is the most deceiving person on earth." Naturally, 99% of the people, after hearing that, here is a Swami, so lovingly, he received us nicely, talked with us nicely, fed us nicely. Why would a sannyasi tell lies about it? So they will salute him and return back. It has happened. So what, there was one man who was very sincere. He said, "Why should I believe this man? I want to go and see. So he persisted. Then he took the trouble. It was a very troublesome path. He reached. Then he found this was the greatest Mahatma, really, really great Mahatma. Then that he asked, Swami, do you know there is a young sannyasi here? He's 24 hours, he is abusing you. And so many people, they heard about you, they want to see you. But the moment this Swami talks, 24 hours, he is only criticizing. And they are deprived of coming and seeing. Do you know that? Then the Swami said, yes, yes, I know that. So, then he said, so I am not calling him. So the moment he called, the call came. Immediately the young Swami rushed there, fell sastanga pranams. This was the fellow who was criticizing, and now he made more sastanga pranam than anybody else. And so much love, so much of humility, so much of bhakti. The visitor was stunned. What is this? This person is. Then he told Swami, I can't understand. There you were criticizing. I was also about to turn away. Somehow I persisted. And as soon as you are caught, you come and read. So what is? Then the young Swami said, all right, you had your darshan? Come, let's go. I will tell you. Then if they were coming back, he told, he is my real guru. So he, whatever spirituality I have, is all got from him only. So then he told me, now you go and live independently and teach good things, help people. So the man, my sastram, Guruji, you did a great good. What I have now today is all because of you. What can I do to serve you? Guru asked him, do you really want to serve me? Yes. Then you establish your ashrama. Whoever wants to come and meet me, stop them there by criticizing me. Send them. Because those who listen to these things, turn away, are not real sincere bhaktas. Those who persist, then, so these are all useless fellows. You are saving my time, you are saving your time, we are saving their time also. That is how Mahatmas live. So even if you hear about them, to recognize them, it's very difficult. So Durlabha, very rare to come across. Even if you come across Agamya, very difficult to recognize. But once you had this good fortune, Amogasya, once they say something, it's like God himself saying that. This is what we discussed. But Labhyate api tat kripayaiva, very difficult, very rare. That how to get it? And pray to God. Only if you pray to God, and God knows whether you really want, or you are only read some books and give me some satsanga, that is, he knows it. If you really deserve it, he will give you satsanga. So that's what it is. Tat labhyate api. The company of great people is attainable only Bhagavad Kripaya eva, only through God's grace. Then, how is it that these people are so great? Is Mahatmas, why their words become amogha? Amogha means infallible. Once they say something, it has to happen. Tasmin tajjane veda abhava. There is no difference between God and his devotees. Because what do you think devotees are thinking always? Only about God. And what do you think God is thinking about?
Devotees.
Only his devotees. God is thinking about his devotees. Devotees are thinking about God. Because why God thinks about, what does it mean? When a clean iron piece approaches a powerful magnet, will there be any difference between them? Immediately, they will come. Why? Because the devotee emptied himself, herself. God has to come. This is the analogy we give. This room you want to keep something very huge, what can you keep? You have to vacate all these things. So also our hearts, we are telling to God, please come. Or you know how you are calling? Meditation. What is meditation? You come and sit in my heart. I want to contemplate. You are calling. He is also saying, yes, I want to come. What is the problem? You have bolted the door, unlocked it 100 times, and then he says, welcome, welcome, I want to see you. Okay, he says he is knocking, and you are also shouting, but he cannot come. How can anybody come if you don't open the door? What is that door? Locked door. Lack of bhakti. Because formally you can do rituals, this, that, worship. But that's what everybody is doing. So do you want God for God's sake? Do you want God for obtaining something from him? Selfish love. Tirupati Venkateshwara. Satya Sai Baba. Why do you think millions of people are visiting Satya Sai Baba? Do they go and say to him, I want bhakti, I want viveka, I want vairagya? They are also, they are suffering from some disease or some want. And they have faith that if he blesses, then I will get. So, God also. Nobody calls for God. Say, there was a village, there was an old woman, very poor woman. And she used to go into the forest to collect firewood and come. One day she saw a lot of firewood was lying there. In her greed, she bundled, but she was unable to lift it up. She tried many times, she could not lift it up. At last she got very tired and said, oh death, Yamadharma Raja, when are you going to come? First time Yamadharma Raja heard somebody calling him, please come. So he came running and said, mother, what can I do for you? Please help me lift this bundle over my head. So we are calling on God for his, because of our love for him or because of our necessity, and he is the supply. That is, but if you call sincerely, he will grant that also according to your karma. He won't give without, otherwise you won't be able to bear. And we also do this unconsciously, albeit. Say, if you see a small child, I am very hungry, give me food. How much food you will give to a baby? The baby wants more. No, you are giving me less. Why, you know? Jealousy starts. Suppose he is sitting with his elder brother. Mother is serving this much for the elder brother. This fellow says, what is this partiality? You are giving my elder brother so much and you are giving me only this much. How can he understand? How can the mother explain to him? Your capacity to eat only is this much of it. So I know how much will fill your stomach. But that fellow doesn't understand. You are giving more to my elder brother and very less to me. Many times it happens, you know. So laddu is prepared. And mother gives one full laddu to the elder brother. And she breaks a small piece and gives to the small child. He gets very angry. No, I throw it. I don't want. You gave me full laddu. So you have to give me full only. The mother understands. So she goes inside, prepares a small laddu in the same, and then serves. Why? Because broken we don't want. We want full. So now the child is not seeing that his big laddu and mine is small. I want full. I don't want any less. This is human nature. So then he is very happy. I am also getting full laddu. How many laddus you have? I have eaten one laddu. How many laddus you have eaten? I have eaten one laddu. But if the same is in a broken format, he doesn't feel it. It's purely psychological. We are all like. So, tasmin tajjane bheda abhava. So, a devotee is the closest being to God. In fact, there is no difference between. Why? Because accepting that there is a body and mind, the devotee will not think I am the body or I am the mind. He thinks I am divine. I am a child of the divine. That's what he thinks. Sometimes a devotee is more powerful than God. So there is a story. What happened? There was a devotee of God. And he has got everything, excepting his married, excepting children. He was praying. Lord Vishnu came. And then the devotee prostrated, pranams, and Lord, only one small lack. I don't have children. Me and my wife, we want one child. God looked at them and said, in this life, you don't deserve any children. It is not in your fate to have children. And they appeared. So one devotee was witnessing this. God himself says, from the horse's own mouth, you are not going to have children. What hope is there? So several years, some 15, 20 years passed, this devotee who witnessed this scene again happened to visit that devotee's house. This time his 5, 6 children are running here and there, helter-skelter. They say, whose children are there? My children. The devotee was stunned because he heard God himself say that it is, you are not fated to have some children. Then he ran to Lord Vishnu. Said, Lord, I witnessed that day. I heard from your own mouth that he is not going to have any children. Then Lord Vishnu smiled and said, what can I do? Once my devotee Narada visited this devotee's service. And with full bhakti, the devotee has respected him, revered him, worshipped him, fed him, served him. And Narada was pleased. So may you have many good children. He blessed. Now, my words can be false, but I will not allow my devotee's words to become false. Same thing in Mahabharata also. Lord Krishna had taken a vow. I will not take up any weapon. Bhishma took a vow. Bhishma heard. Lord Krishna took a vow. I will not take up a, I will give you advice, free advice, advisory capacity, and charioteer. Charioteer means here, buddhi. Buddhi means we are all guided by our understanding. So if the understanding is given by Lord himself, then he will never go wrong. We'll be always be happy. All our problems is because of the buddhi. So the Mahabharata war was going on. Bhishma took a vow. I will see that you will take up a weapon. And one day he promised Duryodhana. Because Duryodhana accused him that you are partial to Pandavas. That's why you are not really showing your pratapa. Bhishma, stung. And he said, tomorrow you will see my pratapa. And then he was killing right and left, and you know, nobody could stand. Arjuna was marching. Krishna said, if Bhishma is allowed to destroy, then there is no hope for Pandavas. The only way is he has to take this chakra. He got down and took chakra. Immediately, Bhishma came down, prostrated and said, oh Lord, how gracious you are. You are ready to give up your vow, but you will not allow your devotee's vow to be unfulfilled. This is called Bhagavad Gita. So there is absolutely no difference between God and his devotees. Therefore, whatever word, whatever thought they think, they are satya sankalpa, satya kama. Satya kama means they desire only what is true. And they also give only, they get whatever sankalpa will come, it will be fulfilled. Why? Because they never tell a lie in their life. That is why Sri Ramakrishna used to say, he who can observe truthfulness for 12 years, after that, whatever comes out of their mouth, it will be fulfilled. But then one thing you have to understand, they will never desire anything that this person doesn't deserve. Because only God will work through them. So, tasmin tajjane Tasmin means God and his children, his devotees. Tat jana, people belonging to God. Veda abhavat, there is no difference. See, loving parents, loving, simple example, husband and wife in a family, very loving. If the wife says to somebody, I will give it to you, and then he learns his wife promised something to somebody, do you think he will not fulfill? Because it is a matter of family prestige. Otherwise, people will come to know both of them are quarrelsome. They are not in loving each other. So anything, if your son promises something, he will fulfill. And if you promise something, your son also will fulfill that. So, tasmin tajjane bheda bhava. Therefore, the company of the holy people is equivalent to the company of God only. Because they know nothing excepting God. Whatever they think is God. Whatever they talk is God. Whatever they do is only for God. That there is a beautiful incident in the gospel. There was one Raghunath Das, very great devotee. He was a soldier. He was a devotee of Sri Ram. All the time he will be chanting God's name, but he will be fighting out. So one day, from his own side, a Muslim came and stabbed him. When he was doing Kirtana, he was unaware of it. He stabbed him and he was on death bed. Soon after that, other soldiers came. And they asked him, sir, you tell me, tell us, who stabbed you so that we will finish that. You know what he replied? It is only Rama who stabbed me. Sri Ramakrishna narrates this. Rama who stabbed me. Funny story also was there. You know, this Rama and Lakshmana, they were in search of Sita. So they went to Pampa Sarovar. They wanted to drink water. So Rama put his kodanda in the earth. So they went, had their drink, and when they came back, Rama was shocked. The blood was flowing from the tip of that where he put, you know, blood was coming out. He understood. Some creature must have been there. So he removed it. There was a frog. So he said, hey, why did you not shout? The frog replied, oh Rama, when others want to kill me, I call Rama, Rama. When Rama himself wants to kill me, whose name shall I take? You know what is the answer? You take God's name only. So, there is no difference between God and his devotees. That is why Sri Ramakrishna, he understood something very, very important. One day he was sitting in Radhakanta temple. He went to visit. Will you want? Dakshineswar. So there are three temples. Shiva temples, 12 temples, Radha Krishna temple, and of course, Mother Kali's temple. So Sri Ramakrishna was one day sitting in a corner of the Radha Krishna temple where Bhagavata Pandit was reciting Bhagavata. Sri Ramakrishna was almost in a semi-conscious state. Suddenly he had a vision. The ray of light was coming from the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna, touching the Bhagavata. Came and touched Sri Ramakrishna's heart and went back to the feet of Krishna. So from that day, he was apt to say, Bhagavata, Bhakta, Bhagavan. So there is no difference between Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhagavata. Where there is Bhagavata, there is Bhagavan and there is a Bhakta. Where there is a Bhakta, there will be Bhagavan and Bhagavata. Where there is Bhagavan, there would be Bhagavata and Bhakta. Three in one in three. That is the truth. Therefore, what does Narada want to say? Tadeva sadhyatam, tadeva sadhyatam, tadeva, tat eva sadhyatam. So two meanings are given. Tat means that alone should be achieved. That alone should be striven for. What does that? That means, what does that mean? The word that, what does it mean? Two interpretations are there. One interpretation is bhakti, Bhagavad Bhakti alone has to be striven for. That should be our goal. But better translation, better interpretation would be Mahat Sambhastu. You strive by praying to God, etc., to obtain the company of Mahatmas. To obtain the company of Mahatmas. Because, and the Mahatmas are much more gracious than God himself. It's very difficult. Apply. No reply. God. So you know why? Somebody asked, does God answer all the prayer? One of our sons said, yes. Every prayer he answers. Most of the time the answer is no. I want money? No. I want position? No. I want to pass this? No. Because if he grants what we don't deserve, then we will be, every politician runs to Tirupati Venkateshwara, I want to win. And if God says, yes, two problems. Both opposite party candidates are praying for the same thing. Now even God cannot make it. So he has to say no. If he is clever, okay, this election I will make you. Next election I will make the other. Because people, paraspara viruddha bhavana, prayer will be there. Why? Because the resources of this world are not infinite. Now we are realizing, even sunlight is not infinite. The sun is slowly dying. Immediately. Oh my God, when is he going to die? In the next 5 years, 10 years? No. A few billion years. But it is slowly dying. That is the nature of anything that comes into being has to die. So, tadeva sadhyatam. Twice Narada is repeating. Don't forget. What is it? Strive to obtain the grace of Mahapurushas, Mahatmas. Because once you attain the company of Mahatma, your bhakti is guaranteed. You will have to get bhakti. There is no other way. 1 minute kshanamapi sajjana sangati eka bhavati bhava annava tarane nauka. Beautiful shloka. 1 minute of company of the sajjana will become the greatest speedboat to take us across the ocean of Pati Bhavarnava Tarane Nauka. It is true. So just one illustrates this with a beautiful incident. One man went to Varanasi. There was a great soul called Trailinga Swami. And this man, very sincere devotee, he wants to. He has a question. Swami, when can I see God? And what happens when I have darshan of God? 2 questions. So the Swami did not answer for a few minutes. Then suddenly he started weeping, sobbing. The visitor was stunned. And there were other people also who were watching. They didn't understand. What is this? This man asked a question and this man is sobbing. And after a few minutes, he started laughing so joyfully. The other man made Sastang Pradham and said, thank you for the answer. What is the answer? If anybody can weep for God like that, then he will obtain the darshan of God. Once he gets the darshan of God, he will be as joyful, blissful as the Swami have shown. So, they say Ramakrishna, referring to this incident, he was telling that man had not put that question. And if the Swami had not answered that way, that man would never have got answers to his questions. So, this is the greatness of Mahatmas. They are capable of seeing our future. they can see what problems we have, what obstructions, what is obstructing our spiritual progress. But for that, we have to be 100% sincere. And give me instructions, tell me. And real people, real Mahatmas are not going to answer, because you are equipped with the 2 ears. One for? This is the reason. We are not sincere. We are not wanting the answer. One thing we have to talk. So if it is worldly person, we talk worldly nonsense. If we go to Mahatmas, we think we should talk nothing. One fellow came to me one day and said, Swami, I have a small question. It was time for me to go and eat food. Just to, one small question. Answer me. He said, oh, what is this question? Said, how can I attain Nirvikalpasamadhi? Very small question. I said, do you want to instantaneous samadhi, or you want after many, many janmas? Which answer do you want? He said, what is the difference? Difference is, if I tell you, then you have to do japa, dhyana, tapasya, meditation, several lives. At the end of it, you will get in. In what is Swami, what is instantaneous? He said, I will just take a big rod and be born to immediate samadhi. See, people go on asking. That's what we are asking also. Give me bhakti. He says, how can I give you bhakti? There is no place for bhakti in your heart. You have filled your heart with all sorts of bhakti. All sorts of bhakti, not for God. For the, a little bit for the world, a little bit for the car, a little bit for the meeting, a little bit for money. That is, we have attachment. That is called love. We have love. We love this money, we love our body, we love our family, we love everything. But there is very little place for love of God. He wants to come. We are also saying we want Him to come. But we are not ready. For Him to come, we have to empty the whole thing. Kali. We have to get a good thing. Because you can't get a big thing into a small room, which is filled with all sorts of people are unable to understand. That is why Yama and Niyama. What is Yama and Niyama? You all heard about Yama is vacating all the non-godly things already in the room. What is Niyama? Clean the place so that it will be a fit place for God to come. Then only you can't invite a gentleman and then show the toilet and say, I kept one chair there and I will serve you some snacks and then some coffee. Will any one of us do that? If at all any place is dirty, before the person comes, we want to at least, all the dirt will go underneath the carpet. First the time being. So we have to, otherwise, he will not come and he will not take. Ramakrishna illustrates this very beautifully. There was a kingdom. There was a king. If there was a poor man, that poor man had tremendous bhakti for the king. And the king knows. So one day the poor man invited him, Raja, if you visit my home, I will consider my life blessed. The king understood. He loved him. He said, yes, I will come visit. So I fixed a day. So 2-3 days before, the king sent his servants to clean the street and then to pitch a tent and his own provisions, what he is accustomed to eat, his own cook and utensils, whatever is necessary, and then some servants. So next day when he went, and the chair was ready, which came from palace only. But everything is tip-top. But the Raja cannot be reached. Poor man doesn't have any. So he visited. He sat down. Bah, I am so happy you made such beautiful arrangements. Oh, how could you do that? He was telling. But all arrangements were made by whom? Only by himself. Then he appreciated the poor man, and then he also rewarded him, and then came back. So, why did the king do that? Because he knows the poor man. He is very sincere, but he can't afford. Saying this, Ramakrishna is telling, when God bestows his grace, first he will send his servants to clean the whole place, to arrange the place, and make the seat ready for the God to come. You know what is, who are the servants? Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadamadi, Shatka Sampatti, Mukshutvam, Bhakti, Jnanam, all these are the servants. So Ramakrishna used to say also, you know, this is just before the sun rises, the whole horizon becomes pink. Usha Kala we call it. So just before God realization, tremendous faith, Viveka, Vairagya, Bhakti, Jnana, Ekagrata, Shraddha, all these flood good qualities. What do? They clean and wipe it and get it ready for the Lord of the universe to come. So we have to pray not for God's grace now. We have to pray for the servants to come. And that will come by the company of great people. Rabindranath Tagore. You heard about Rabindranath Tagore? Marvelous poems, especially Gitanjali. It got the Nobel Prize award. It's one beautiful, I can never forget that poem. One day, there was a beggar in a place. Every day he used to go and beg. Oh, people will give a little bit of dhan, a little bit of food material, sometimes curry, sometimes some sweets, whatever is there. So, very poor fare. So, he brings. So, one day, early morning, he started. The moment he stepped out, he saw the golden chariot of the king of that country. The beggar was thinking within his mind, today, whose grace I have seen in the mirror, first face. What a great good fortune. Today, the king himself has come. I will never be able to make it. But he is coming my own way. And surely he will see me, and surely he will give me. And when a king gives me, it will be kingly gifts. So with the greatest hope, my heart filled to the brim with the greatest hope, I am hurrying towards, and he was also hurrying towards. The chariot came near me, and then I stood there. The king, to my astonishment, got down. And he was coming towards me. The nearer he was coming to me, the more my heart was leaping in hope and joy. He came near. And who can describe the state of my mind? He came near me, put his hands like that and said, what will you give me? And I was shocked. Instead of he's giving me, he's asking me, what will you give me? I cannot refuse my king. So he searched in my jewelry. Already it was full of these, you know, grains. I took the littlest grain. I was terribly disappointed. The littlest grain that I could see in my bag, begging bowl, and gave it. He accepted it, smiled at me, and slowly went back into his chariot. And chariot has disappeared. You can imagine what was my terrible disappointment. So I went to a few houses, got something, came home. The greatest disappointment, I emptied my bag. Suddenly I came awake. What did I see? The littlest golden grain. I said, you fool. We did not give the whole jewelry into the king's hands. What a beautiful poem, you know. So what does that mean? That means you give me what you have, I will give you what I have. If you don't give me, how are you going to get from me? But you know, this person only, he never understood. I wept. Why did I not have that buddhi to empty my own jewelry? Today I would have been a king in my own. This is the truth. We don't want to give you. When we go to God, what do we give? The smallest thing that is possible. Astonishing. This is what we do. So I will illustrate. Swami Adbhutanandaji, Sri Ramakrishna's disciple, was at Varanasi. And he knew some devotees in Calcutta. One day a devotee from Calcutta came. And Maharaj was very happy to see him. The devotee said, Maharaj, I have brought some things for Mother Annapurna. So why not we go there and offer worship and give these things? So Latu Maharaj joyfully accompanied. Let me see what things you have brought. And then the man had brought a sari for Mother Annapurna. Latu Maharaj sighed, opened it. He said, you know, is this what you want to give to the mother of the unit? Will you dare to give this to your mother and say you wear this? Because it will come only up to you. Miniskirtama. In those days, women, they don't want to be seen. Even their face also, they don't want to see. So will you dare to give this, buy this kind of thing to your own mother? And you want to offer it to the Divine Mother of the universe who is giving you everything. And I think, I don't remember that occasion or some other, another devotee. And then he said, I have brought some offerings. Let us go. So Maharaj was accompanied. Suddenly he said, what have you brought? You see, all rotten fruits. Ratu Maharaj said, is this the way to offer to God? If you don't have money, don't bring so many fruits. Just bring one fruit, which is the very best available in the market. God doesn't see how much quantity you are. He says, patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktiya prayach. Bhakti toti, a green leaf, or a flower, or a fruit. If nothing is available, just a bit of water, absorb. God doesn't need anything. He wants your devotion. Bhaktiya, yome bhaktiya prayach. He who offers me with the greatest devotion. That is all I want. So, there are people, either out of ignorance, how much they spend for their own daughter's marriage or this thing. Especially nowadays, you know, these rich people, 40 crores of rupees they spend, all these useless things, drinks and dances and everything is immoral. Very the need. Why don't you do that? I tell you, the devotees, you know, what type of devotee of the Ramakrishna you are? The occasion, that was, I tell you, there was one devotee. He was a Vivekananda's devotee in UK. He had a daughter. He got her married. He decided, I'm not going to spend money. They spent their 50,000, 100,000 pounds. So he hired a town hall. And then he ordered nice food. He invited people. He invited me also. So almost about 1,000 people came, filled up that hall. And then what was the marriage? He did not call any priest. Simply he called some devotees. It started with Vedic chanting. And after that, there was a small puja, arati, I did it. Then I chanted these 7 mantras. So, big photograph of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swamiji, and candles all round. This is representative of Agni. And then they went 7 times round, the daughter and her husband. And then that mantra, I gave them. You utter this mantra every time before Sri Ramakrishna. Utter this 7 times they have to, 7 mantras they have to utter. Prostrate before them, prostrate before me. Take my blessings. Afterwards, about 1.5 hours musical program. After that, food finished. The whole thing was finished within a few, maybe 10,000 pounds like that. Then you know what he did? He allotted a budget of nearly 50,000 pounds for the marriage. He had about 10,000 pounds. Rest of the 40,000 pounds, he donated to Ramakrishna Order. His policy, very rational man. Why should I waste giving it to this musician and that to Nach girl and all those things? This is what we want. In front of Sri Ramakrishna, marriage vows are taken. Swamiji himself is present. Rest of the money. Either it has to go to the newly married couple so that it will be a good beginning for them. Or donate it. Best thing is donate it. So they were also, the daughter also was rich, and so you don't need, I don't need to give it to them. Let it go for poor people. He asked me, I suggested 2-3 centers. He sent that money for these 2-3 centers. Then I told the devotee, if you are devotees, you do this kind of marriage. What is this? This is all nonsense, drinking, dancing, and all those things. Horrible. Anyway, this is how people behave. There's nothing we can do. Anyway, what are we talking about? Tadeva sadhyatam, tadeva sadhyatam. Whole life is meant only for one. Sri Ramakrishna's words, it is to develop love for God. This is the only goal of life. How can we get? Cultivate holy consciousness. This is what Sri Ramakrishna's teachings and Narada Maharshi's teachings, there is not much difference. Only words are different. Exactly the same. Dussangaha sarvadha eva tyajyaha. So cultivate satsang. But on the other side, completely give up the company of the worldly thing. Dussanga. What is dussanga? Whatever makes us forget God, whatever increases our worldliness, that is called dussanga. Sarvada eva. Not early morning from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, I will avoid dussanga. Rest of the time, I will cultivate it. What is dussanga? We are cultivating it. Reading the news. Your mind gets disturbed. Today, Modi is talking about somebody and the somebody is talking about Modi. Every day it is the same news. Whoever wins, whoever loses, that is not point. What do people talk? Only two things. Kama and Kancha. They don't talk anything else. So, any event, any company, whether it is a book, whether it is a movie, whether it is a talking with somebody or listening to somebody, you give up that thing which will make you forget God. Sarvadaiva tyajyaha. But on the contrary, it's a negative commandment. So, how can I give up? Cultivate holy company. Just go and cultivate for it. So these are the some of the most important bhakti sadhana. God said, Krishna is also telling, and we come across five commandments of Sri Ramakrishna. That is what he is telling. So just brief introduction, I will give you this one. Kama krodha moha smriti gramsha buddhi nasha karanatva. Kama. Thoughts. Anything that provokes thoughts. Kama, krodha, moha, smriti, bhramsha, buddhinasha. This has been outlined in the Bhagavad Gita. Vidhyayato vishayan pamsaha, sangasteshu pajayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho vijayate, krodhat bhavati sammoha, smriti, bhramsha, buddhinasha, buddhinasha, pranashyate. This seven-stepped way to destruction. Sarvanasha. What is the first thing? Dhyayato vishaya. Going on thinking. Means going on seeing the advertisement. How nice, how nice, how nice. And one day, you go and get it. How nice, how nice. And then after, this is the mantra. How nice, how nice. How nice this girl looks. How nice this girl looks. How nice this boy looks. How nice this boy looks. And then you go and get that girl or this boy. And then after, what a stupid fellow. What a stupid fellow. What a stupid fellow. This drug is going on until death or divorce, whichever is possible. So, I'm not condemning marriage or anything. What I'm saying is, if it is a good marriage, husband and wife both have to take the 7 vows. This is called Saptapadi. This fire is lit. In the olden time, olden days, only fire was the medium through which worship is done to God. There were no temples or anything. While going wrong, both husband, would-be husband and wife must take a vow. Oh Lord, I'm promising you, I'm taking a vow that we will together help each other to reach you. And in whatever money we earn, it will be in accordance with your instructions. And we will spend that money only for in your service. And if we have children, we will try to bring them up so that they will also become devotees of God. And we will not leave each other until both of us reach your Padapada. This is the essence of Sanskrit, doesn't matter. It's the essence of Saptapadi. So marriage is meant as in two pilgrims joining their forces, trying to help each other and reach the pilgrimage. It is an evolution. So warning each other, helping each other, encouraging each other. Like that, both of them. Destination is only God. That's why God has the ashrama. It's a journey. Journey towards what? Vanaprastha ashrama. And Vanaprastha ashrama is a journey towards sannyasa ashrama. Sannyasa ashrama is a journey towards God. So that is why this is the 7-stepped way for destruction. Go on thinking about an object. So advertisement is what? Go on thinking. Parayana is what? Thinking only about God. So this kind of constant thinking, sangat sanjaya, sangha, attachment comes. That means I want to think. It is very pleasant. And that's out of sangha comes kama, desire. I must have this. And when the desire is frustrated, it turns into krodha, anger. Anger is always a sign of a frustrated desire is called krodha. And this krodha, when this krodha possesses us like a rakshasa, it will make our delude. What is a delusion? Viveka buddhi will go. What is right? What is wrong? That power of understanding is clouded. And when that power of then smriti bramsha will come. Smriti means that this is my father, this is my mother, this is my child. When a person is angry, the fellow beats his own child. Anybody can, he can kill his parents. So the thing is, no son or daughter wants to kill their parents. But when the krodha comes, he is not a child, he is not a father. This smriti bramsha, that memory, who is this person? That goes in. Marisir Bramsha Buddhinashaka. So the mind determines in the wrong way. The function of the buddhi is to get the right information, analyze it, come to a right conclusion. That buddhi doesn't function. Marisir Bramsha. When it doesn't function, Buddhinasha Pranashruti. That is what is Kama turns into Krodha. Krodha turns into moha. Moha degenerates ourselves into smriti bramsha. Smriti bramsha does not allow our buddhi to think properly. Buddhi nasha. Nasha karana. Karanatva. It ultimately destroys. What is destruction here? Destruction means our progress will be hampered for a long, long, long. Nobody is going to die. No destruction is there. But as though a person has gone in the wrong way for 500 miles and afterwards he realizes. Then he has to come back again 500 miles. Somebody asked Volina, Ma, when I want to meditate, But my mind is suddenly remembering something. I don't want to remember it. But it comes. So why does it come? And Holy Mother gave a beautiful reply. Supposing you take a thread, different colored thread, and go on making it into a ball. Like that. And then you complete it. Suddenly you remember, I have to take out that colored thread is necessary now. Then what do you have to do?
Unwind
it. That is this smriti. What is this smriti? We have done something and that experience remains in the, always experience remains in our brain in the form of memory. So naturally, now I want to meditate upon God. But all these accumulated smells, you know how it is? Suppose you decided one day, I want to have very nice meditation, nice room. So you take up that small room, clean it. But surrounding that room, all your kachada is moving. You cleaned the room, but the kachada smell is coming into the room. You have not cleaned that. So our meditation is like cleaning the present moment. But all the kachada of janma janmantara is the smell. You may cover it up, but the smell you cannot avoid. That is our problem. Is not the present problem. Our problem is the past problem. It's beautiful. These are pro-nightments. Om Jananim Sharadam Devi Ramakrishnam Jagat Gurum Pada Padme Mutayo Sritva Pranamanam Matur Matur.
One question.